finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. Cause we always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
Oh. Merry fucking Christmas.
Y'all.
Merry to the Christmas.
Hashtag Merry, hashtag fucking, hashtag Christmas, hashtag 2014. Hashtag Frosty the Snowman.
Hashtag Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
That is out
everyone.
There in the world mm-hmm. at this moment in time.
And for those of you who don't celebrate Christmas, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's such an awesome holiday.
Mm-hmm. We really lucked out.
We lucked
being
out
being the chosen
Catholics.
People. Those are the Jews. That's not correct.
And now it's already incorrect.
What the? Never mind.
How's everybody? How is everybody's Christmas? By the time everyone listens to this, it's no longer Christmas.
But we can pretend it is.
Yeah. Well, technically, it's Christmas right now.
Keep
so
the
we're
spirit around all year.
We're celebrating Christmas by doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you are celebrating Christmas with your families and your friends, or just doing whatever you want to do for Christmas.
Or if you already celebrated it, we hope you had a good Christmas. We had a white Christmas. We're having a white Christmas.
Yeah. And it's snowing.
It's crazy. It's a big snowstorm, yeah.
It's a blizzard out there.
It's like the opening scene to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Fanga Poppets. So hope
yeah.
everyone's doing all right. This is Finish Each Other's
Sandwiches.
I'm Grace.
I'm Joe.
Why do you get the fancy music?
Because it's so fancy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you fancy,
and then
huh?
it's like...
Good morning. It just reminds me of like a radio show. It's like,
I had to use that simply for the, you know, Christmassy sound. But then, of course, we have to get.
It's back, you guys. Don't worry. Oh, it's my favorite song.
I stay you. Christmas movies seems to be the most important thing to Christmas. Most people, all they do is watch movies.
That's
true.
That is true. Christmas movies. No, there's always like a big Christmas
film
that comes out.
The Christmas story is always on loop. Everyone always like posts. All I saw on Instagram, Facebook was everybody showing pictures of them watching a movie. Every single person was like, hey, watching Grinch, hey, watching Elf,
that's
hey,
true.
Watching A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
I'm
or,
saying
yeah.
Christmas movies is a huge part of Christmas.
That's true. And also,
I'm not saying it's the meaning of Christmas.
No,
we
it's
just
okay.
watched the Charlie Brown movie, and the
he
meaning of Christmas was very Christian. I did not know that.
I know. And I remember that that like when I watched it as a kid, I was like, well, that got serious pretty quickly.
he's like, you don't want to know the secret of Christmas, Charlie Brown? Jesus was born. Forget everything else you know.
He's like, stop dancing around like a bunch of idiots. Suddenly he's...
This is about the birth of Christ.
This is about the birth of motherfucking Christ. Whoa. And then his voice just becomes womp, 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 because he's being so vulgar. Yeah. Like, he's talking like an adult.
So when you hear the adults talking Charlie Brown, they're really all just constantly cursing.
Yeah. They're just flipping out.
They have to bleep them
or
out.
Or since he's the most mature out of all the children, him having that voice, he's the most adult.
Whenever you hear womp, 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 that's all vulgar.
Pretty much just the F word.
Yeah. They're just being like, fuck you. God,
why give them Charlie that censorship? Brown. Like, you're writing the script. Just make it like a normal conversation.
I like that idea. Now every time I hear that, I'm going to think that's what happens. So we watched a plethora of Christmas movies.
Anticipating Christmas before this. So we've had a few movie nights.
We watched Rudolph, Frosty. We watched Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way. Conan, you'd love my new movie.
He's like, you'll love me in my new smash hit, Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way. Which, by the way.
I miss the Conan talking head faces thing. Oh my God, it was my favorite thing. Jingle All the Way.
If anybody hasn't seen Jingle All the Way, why not?
Why not?
And please do.
I think it's a solid holiday movie. I enjoy
it. It is a solid holiday movie.
It's fun.
It's on Netflix, right?
Sinbad and Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah. Come on, you can't get more like 90s than that.
Who are they remaking Kazam with? Sorry to take a the total Rock? Turn. No. Wait, really?
I think it's The Rock.
That's right.
I'll have to look it up.
That's, and I peaked.
And I just ruined this entire thing.
And mixing.
So like, you know how like when you're, I don't know, I'm recording like music, I want it all in one take. Mm. It's like, could you imagine how we did that with the podcast? And if you laugh too loud, I'm like, no, stop. We go back. We have to do it over again.
I know.
Again,
retake.
Time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'd murder me. It and would, I'd murder myself.
And it wouldn't be funny.
Murder, suicide.
So anyway.
What movies did we watch?
Jingle All the Way. So Jingle All the Way is a classic mid-90s film with a mom and dad are having troubles at home and the single child is you know, distraught by it and dad steps away, but comes
like,
back.
You're the worst dad.
Dad.
And at the end he's like, you're the best dad. You got me material items that I wanted.
Well, should we tell
everyone knows that movie. I'm not going
yeah,
into
no,
it.
No, exactly.
We watched it. We laughed at it. And then when Sinbad's running in the parade
exactly.
and he pushes the thing. He's like, move box.
Move box.
And he shoves it out of the way and then they fall into all their other present boxes.
Also, most of the movie is pretty much just children running amok and like the adults doing nothing to control it. Like the kid was hanging off a building and she's like, oh, that's my son up there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Bitch, so go up there.
We analyzed like all these movies. So, like we watched Frosty just now and it was like, this kid goes missing on
Christmas Eve.
Like the missing gonna be die of hypothermia. Like it's
she
like
was
a
taken
serious
into the
problem.
Wilderness.
And it's like, oh, I was with this snowman. Like, this girl obviously really got kidnapped. And then she changed her like idea of what reality was and made him a snowman.
She had post-traumatic stress disorder. Yeah, so instead of being kidnapped after school one day, she went with a magical snowman onto a train into the wilderness and somehow made up fake characters so that she could cope with this tragedy. and then everyone decided to make it a
Rudolph's dad is like super abusive.
Oh yeah,
like we're watching it and he's like I have no son.
And then
he does something great, like way beyond, like he runs away and he comes back and he's like, oh, I'm now going to like.
Sorry, boy.
Sorry, now I'm proud of you and love you again.
There's even one part where Santa
goes
up to.
Sounds like
Cary
Grant.
Yeah. Oh, see, I love you again, kiddo. There's one part where Santa goes up to Donner, Rudolph's dad, and he's like, Donner, you should be ashamed of your son. He's like, Jesus Christ. Like,
just because he has a red nose.
It's totally a kid movie, and then you don't realize
it's
how. And then also, Yukon Cornelius is constantly drinking, like powering a sled with children and dogs on it.
He's the best.
You know, no big deal. And then that guy. Oh, let's just talk about how also when they capture the abominable snowman, they pull out all his teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, they were fixing his teeth, or that's his punishment, which is still effed up.
Then
but
they
then
push
they
him off
push cliff. Him off a cliff. What kind of sick mother effers are these people? It's like, let's pull out all his teeth with a wrench and then throw him off a cliff. It's like, Jesus, can you just pick one of those things? Like,
we take real life and turn it into a cartoon in our everyday lives, and then we watch
constantly.
Cartoons and make it into real life. Yeah. That's what we do. Do you realize that?
Do you realize you just blew my mind?
Like we'll be having a regular situation, and we imagine everything in a cartoon state. Like something hits us on the head, and a bump comes out of your head.
Up,
birds go around it, and stars. But like we're watching a cartoon, like this is impossible.
Oh well,
like what's the reality here? Why is this being written?
We grew up watching like Three Stooges and like Looney Tunes and like all old cartoons, so we're always like. On the same page of imagining something is like as if it were a cartoon. Yeah.
We were driving somewhere like, I can't believe he just painted a tunnel on that brick wall.
And then the train came through it. And but then when the Roadrunner tried to go through it, he
went through it.
He went, yeah. Speaking also
of Rudolph, on Amazon, I think it was on Amazon.
Yes, it was.
There was like a collection of old cartoons. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're all really old. And it wasn't like the regular ones. It was
they were
like
the offbeat, like cheap.
But like, yeah, a different version. I think one was in like German or something like that.
They
one
were
was,
the Rose Art of cartoons.
They were definitely from other countries. And we were watching it. And it was like the grossest like animation.
God.
All the reindeer were walking on two legs like they were humans.
But
it
was they
disgusting.
Were like fluid. Like they weren't straight legged. Like
no.
They were like wobbling like,
yeah,
like Goofy or like a Noodle Man. You know,
if
a
you
Noodle
watch
Man.
Watch disgusting racist old cartoons.
That's what I was gonna
go
say.
Go to Amazon and look up Rudolph. You'll see Christmas collections, Rudolph, or something
like
that.
Well, there's Christmas collections in it. So speaking of messed up cartoons.
I'll put a link on the page.
Right, exactly. But super racist. Like these little kids went to go take care of Santa and there was one from each nation. So there was like an extremely exaggerated like black kid, and then there was an Asian girl and a Mexican, and the Asian girl like did the laundry for the family. the black kid was a shoe shiner.
It was so brutally racist.
And the, like, the Mexican kid was like doing the yard and stuff. Like,
it was so bad.
The Jewish kid was balancing his checkbook. No, I'm just joking.
We watched The Grinch. That's probably my favorite Christmas movie. Every year I have to watch Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
It's absolute.
It's adorable. It's awesome. The music in it is great. I just always, always loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of The Grinch, we made Whohash today and Roast Beast because we're children.
we're children. We're two adults living in a house together.
and we have to
reenact these cartoons from our childhood.
We have a joke with the Grinch, but it's not really about the Grinch. It's really about Doctor Who, but it's also really not about Doctor Who. Anyway, so it's called The Doctor's Who, and it is...
Like, essentially, the joke is that this doctor, like a physician, comes like into contact or into possession of a Who from Whoville. Like baby Moses being found, like a baby on his doorstep, and he's like, what is it? So, okay.
He's British.
Preface, he's extremely British, like Monty Python, our usual go-to. Yeah. He's like, what the fuck is this on my fucking news, my stoop? Oh, it's like, what are you? And then he's like, I'm a Who, sir. I'm a little Who for you.
I'm a little Who for you.
He's like,
the Who always rhymes.
They speak as if they're in a Seuss novel.
As if he's in Seuss. But the doctor, like, is super annoyed by this thing.
And he's like indentured into him. So like the Who's just quietly sitting in his doctor's office waiting to go home. And then he knocks over like a bunch of Q-tips. And then the doctor turns around. He's like, what? Ooh, if you make another mistake, you're through.
And like the doctor inadvertently rhymes. Like he's not trying to. It like when you're around the Who, you rhyme and like you speak in Dr. Seuss. And he's like, oh, this damn Who, I can't get it. I mean, soon it's gonna be through. Damn it.
He's like, he hates it.
The doctor's ooh.
The doctor's ooh. I feel like I'm forgetting one of the other jokes with it. Oh gosh, what was it? Oh yes. So then he brings him to his house because he has to take care of this Who now. He's like, hey, ooh, get your fingers out of me stew. The Who just has his hands in his soup.
Because it's like, I guess it's supposed to, it's kind of like the Who doesn't belong in, you know, real life. It's they live in their little cartoon world.
Yes, exactly. Whoville.
In the Whoville.
Zip code. Mm-mm.
The Doctor's Who.
The Doctor's Who.
So that's a stupid joke. Glad that happened.
Let's get some fillers. Fillers. I see you.
Christmas.
Christmas time. Because
it's still Christmas time. Playing the South Park game and trying to beat this one part
from
the RPG. And we'd spent like 2 hours trying to beat it. And that song keeps coming on from that. So that's a joke with us. Just because anytime that song comes on, it's like... brings me back to that 3 hour session where
it was 3 hours. It was a long time.
Fucking part of a video game.
That's a good game, by the way. If you haven't played it, you should play that game.
So this Christmas,
everyone has little Christmas stories.
We drove around, looked at lights. We made Whohash and Roast Beast. Mm-hmm. We're doing a podcast. We watched movies and
we've been cooking
chocolate. We did a very Christmassy Christmas. Yeah, I'm eating cookies. Oh my God, I can't wait to eat them.
Tell them about the cookies.
They're delicious. My grandma used to make thumbprint cookies. Everyone knows, most people know what thumbprint cookies are, with a little jelly in the middle of the butter cookie. Oh, they're so good. But I remember one year my grandma made them for Christmas, and me and my uncle stayed up all night, like talking, listening to music, and we ended up eating all of the cookies. Like, and then we woke up the next day, and my girl was like, what? Where are the cookies? She's like, that was for everybody. Like, it was for everybody coming. We ate, like, what was worth of, like, a 12-person serving.
You finished all the cookies. So I've made this batch of cookies twice, and he's already eaten the first batch, and he's halfway through the second one. I made it, like, three times cookies these days, me.
Right.
What do you guys not understand?
All right. So what's a old timey Christmas story?
Well, I remember I had the cholera and I was down.
I remember when the Dust Bowl came through,
and Ma and Pa couldn't afford the farm anymore.
They're like, for Christmas, we're getting a new son.
Do you guys hear that?
Sorry, I had to try the cookie. I'm going to let you tell a story while I eat this cookie.
Well, I'm laughing at too many things now. We need a new sign. The wrong kid died. Okay. Anyway, so as we've talked about before, I was raised by my grandparents and they had three children. And besides my mom, who lived like in the same state, the other two lived out of state. And my uncle was visiting us 1 year and Christmas. 1 year and...
my first American Christmas.
And it's tough. So my uncle was visiting and he was always like the cool younger uncle. He always like, he did mountain biking and he was like good at sports and he just like always did these really cool things.
He'd always give you noogies.
Yeah. And he was like, and he always had like a Letterman jacket on.
He was like, stay cool.
Stay cool. Puts on sunglasses. He's like indoors. The lights are off.
He'd always snap. But, yeah, he snapped a lot.
And like it wasn't because he was snapping because he was cool. He was snapping because he had a snap on and he turned off the lights when he put on his sunglasses. Anyway, so he visited 1 year and I guess I must have been like 6 or so. And my grandparents were like cooking and I was always getting into stuff and I was like running around and she's like, Billy, take the kids outside. So we went outside and he was trying to entertain us and we got the great idea to build a bike ramp.
You got the groove.
So we had these leaf like trash cans and like the plastic ones that are really big and like laid them on the ground and then took like a piece of plywood and like just laid it over them.
That's the only way to make a ramp.
Of course. But like, it's definitely not by any means like sturdy or anything.
By no means.
Okay. So my uncle had a mountain bike and then my brother and I had the stroller for him. Cause at this time he was probably 2 or even younger.
You can't be six and he can be 2. It doesn't make sense.
I was going to say maybe I was younger. I was young. I was young.
It's the math of it.
Get out of here. So anyway, we decided to start jumping this and I sat on his handlebars while he like rode over the bike.
No.
Oh yes.
He did not make wise decisions.
We know my family. But I of course was like, yeah, I want to do it. And he like put me on there and I like held on and then he went over and I remember specifically like lifting off the bike and thinking like, I'm going to just have to fucking jump. Like yeah. I'm not going to land. And then I got back on there and it hit my butt so hard. Anyway, so then my grandparents heard what was going on and they came outside like, Billy, Christ, Lorraine Schaefer, like yelling at us. And just to like cut the story kind of short, but so they came outside and then they had the camera to like prove like that my uncle was being crazy. And they took this picture of him running my brother over it in his stroller. And like my brother was... my uncle wasn't on the bike, he was running on it, and so he pushed the stroller, and the picture is basically like my brother like grabbing on for dear life, yeah, like making this terrified face and then like grabbing onto the stroller and being like, Uncle Billy, no.
Uncle Billy, no.
And then he landed and he was like, no, Gracie. You know? I can't piece it all together now, but I was definitely young, and then they did that. And that pretty much began like the whole thrill-seeking part of my life where I was always trying to do things like that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Uncle Billy.
Thanks, Uncle Billy.
I had an Uncle Mike and I always wanted to hold on to the back of a truck or a back of anything, hold on to while riding a skateboard. And I did that and it ended badly, as you'd imagine.
Yes.
I fell and scraped up my whole side and shoulder. And like it was like, that would have never happened had it not been for... my uncle.
An adult, not me, yeah.
And uncles are always like, think that they're doing the right mm-hmm. thing, but you almost always get hurt with uncles. You don't?
Yeah, like, it's true.
It's just, that's what they're there
that's
for.
That's when I fell off the bunk
bed. But that's
where
you learn.
Yeah.
You learn with uncles.
But like, because they're usually like the younger, like, well, they are the younger
right,
version of your
but
parents.
They're, you're not their kid. They can do whatever
exactly,
they want with
and
you.
Exactly, and then just bring you back at the end of the day. Yeah. No, he definitely always Where's did crazy trees? Things with me. He took me like on my first hike in like the mountains and yeah. I stood up on like cliffs and things and I just like wasn't scared. So that's from such a young age. I think it really.
SPDS.
You know. I knew that would make you laugh.
So,
do you have a Christmas story?
Yeah. Well, I know that definitely for one year I was like, no, I'm gonna. They keep saying you have to go to sleep. I never slept anyway, but they're like, you have to go to sleep. Santa won't come if you don't stay up. If you stay up. And I was like, I'm going to stay up all night. I'm going to wait for Santa. Mm-hmm. And I remember like staying up all night. And it was like so hard because any other time I would just stay up all night because it was like as normal. But because I like thought of it and I was like focusing so hard, it was like really hard. And I was just, I remember like trying to slowly fall asleep. Like, no.
I gotta stay up.
And like, I totally believed that I was like staying up to like,
well, did you want to go Santa. See Santa? Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to see him. And they were like, but if you stay up, he won't come. And I was like,
you didn't want
to
give it away.
I was like, no, I'm going to stay up. I'm going to prove that he will come whether I stay up or not.
To yourself.
Yeah. And so I stayed up all night until like the sun came up. And then I fell asleep on like the, on the couch in the room with like where the presents should be. And they, I fell asleep. I eventually fell asleep. It was probably like six or so in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I finally did fall asleep and I woke up and all the presents were there. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm like, I stayed up all night. And then like, while I fell asleep for like an hour or so, my grandparents came in and put all the presents in there. And like, I woke up and I was like,
they had
how
to
did I miss him?
Oh my gosh.
Like, I was so mad that I like finally fell asleep, even though I was like, I made it through the whole night. Like
snuck out there after they put you to bed.
Yeah,
and
of
then,
course.
See, that's so good of them because they really knew that you were there and they saw that you were awake. Do you see what they did?
No, they didn't. They
How
they,
would they?
They must have woke up in the morning, came downstairs, saw I was sleeping on the couch, like right outside the, and they're like, oh, well, we got to put the presents in front of the tree.
So they woke up early instead of staying up late, I guess, basically.
Well, yeah, I stayed up all night. But then I was like, I'm still just a kid, so like I could only make it so many hours.
No, of course.
And I made it to like six or so in the morning. The sun came up and I'm like, I did it. I made it. Santa didn't come. I don't know why I would want him not to come. I want to get presents. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I proved that I could do it, and I woke and I stayed up and then I fell asleep. And when I woke up like an hour later, all the presents were there. I was like, what? How did I miss him?
I never
and
like
I got so mad because they I thought that like I could do it and then I didn't do it. But
it kept the magic going for you. I remember like who told me about Santa when I was a little kid, like who like ruined that for me.
Oh, I don't remember.
Really?
I just remember like just being like growing up. Like I was just one day I was just like, that's a silly
thing.
No.
It was like I was really young though. Like it wasn't, I never like believed in God or any of those things. And even the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny like didn't make much sense to me.
That's pushing it. But
yeah.
Santa, you can wrap your head around.
Yeah, yeah. But so what I'm saying is after a while, like I kind of thought, well, that how could he do all those things? You know, the usual questions.
Yeah, yeah,
how
yeah.
could I not hear him? And I thought the worst part was I was like, we don't have a chimney. What is he coming through the door? That doesn't make any sense. And so anyway, I remember like this kid in my first grade class told me, he's like, yeah, my parents said that they do it. And he's not real. And if I stayed up and then they showed me and I'm like, oh no. And then I started to question it. And then I didn't believe it anymore.
Right. Right. Now that's all you need is one person to like plant that seed. And mm-hmm. then you're like, wait, you're right. That's crazy. There's no way this person exists.
And this boy planted the seed in me in first grade.
That's inappropriate.
That's taking it too far.
Come on. Yeah.
You got the group.
Oh, another Christmas story. This is stupid, but I'll never forget. So I really wanted a Tamagotchi because that's what was really popular whatever year that I wanted that.
You are a human being. That's a normal thing.
I was like, oh my God, I want a Tamagotchi. Everyone has one in school. I want one. I want to be a kid with one of those. And I remember I got it, finally got it. And I was like one of the last kids to get it.
Yes.
And I finally had one and I was playing with it all Christmas day and I'm playing with it. I'm feeding it and playing with it. And I like, you know, whatever you do, your games, and you watch them, and then you feed them, and watch them poop and clean it up.
And they sleep.
And then, like, yeah, they slept, and I was like, cool, I had a Tamagotchi, all right. And then this was all, like, in the family room, which we really only use for holidays. Mm-hmm. The next day, I woke up, and I couldn't find it. I was like, where the hell is the damn goddamn I mean, they were, like, the size of a fucking, like, quarter. They were so small. And
yeah,
I lost
they weren't
it.
That big.
I could not find it. And I like got so devastated Aww. Over the fact that I couldn't find this thing, even though I just got it like the day before. And I like looked and looked and looked everywhere. I looked at all the wrapping paper, all the boxes, nothing. And I just finally just gave up. I was like, I'm never going to find this thing. That's
that
it.
Sucks.
It's over. Exactly 1 year later on Christmas, the next year, we like open up our regular gifts and stuff like that. I sit down on the couch in the family room, and there it was in the cushion of the couch.
I was just going to ask where was
it? Literally exactly a year later on Christmas. And it was like, I pick it up, and all I see is like poop. The whole screen's covered in poop. And it's dead. It's just dead with like shit covering the whole screen. And I'm like, oh, that's so depressing. And so I just turned it off and never used it. I was like, I killed this thing covered in shit. He does not deserve anything from me. No, Tamagotchis were no longer cool. And I was just like, put it to rest.
I got this dog on Christmas. I killed him and covered him in shit on Christmas and only found him the preceding Christmas.
Pretty much exactly what happened.
I had a Tamagotchi, but I only had like the one. And I remember at some point they were like Happy Meal toys, right, and those didn't really work at all. But I had the Tamagotchi, and I remember all the girls would bring them to school and like put them on their book bags and stuff.
Yeah, no,
but
that was the
we
shit.
We weren't allowed to do it. And so I would like hide it in my desk, and our teachers were like, don't feed your Tamagotchis at school.
Yeah.
I didn't have a Tamagotchi. I had a Nano.
Right. And was like, there was a bunch of different kinds.
Yeah. I had the dog.
The authentic Tamagotchi, though.
Well, that's what I wanted too, but you know, of course. Grandparents.
I can't believe that was such a stupid fucking
there
thing.
Is an app on your phone now where you can have a Tamagotchi, but there's just nothing like holding that little bean of a, a
little,
toy.
A little egg. It was a little
it
egg.
It is an egg. That is a much better word. Bean egg.
It would hatch out of the egg and you'd have to take
yes,
care of it.
Yes, dogs hatch out of eggs.
So we were talking a little bit about cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
We envision our real life as cartoons constantly. Like everything, we'll just be doing something and we'll just be like, oh, that, you know, and... What? My example before was the anvil on your head and yeah, the thing lifts up and all that. But we also like...
Or like if we touch something hot, we're like, yeah!
With like run
steam
and jump
coming
in
out
snow
of your ears.
And so we made it. We have like a little cartoon character. And I think it's like when we go out to eat and stuff like that. I remember so it's like the salt shaker or something like that. You see the salt shaker moving. And yeah, it's like ding, 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 ding. And then it like falls over and there's a little mouse. His name's Mr. Mouse. And he comes out and he pops his head out and he hides and stuff. And then he tries to get your cheese, whatever like item
you have
you're eating.
On your plate. Cheese.
So like, but if you catch him, we'll be like, Mr. Mouse. And he's like, drats,
drats,
drats.
And then sometimes the mouse will go in, like say he'll crawl down from the ceiling. Like, din, 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 din,
oh yeah, pretend he dressed as a spider.
On,
that was
on
one
Halloween.
Of them. A spider like came down. We're like, and like imagine it's Mr. Mouse, but he's in a costume and a spider
he's,
costume.
He's disguised as a spider because the spider coming in front of your face is not going to distract you. But he comes all the way down from the ceiling, and then you look at him, and he picks up the cheese. Or no, he picks up something where he thinks he's cheese, and then there's no cheese in there, and he's like, drats. No, he's like, where's the cheese?
Where's the cheese?
Where's the cheese?
So Mr. Mouse is a guy we made up. He's our fictional friend.
Our fictional mouse character.
And he constantly tries to steal our cheese. And we usually catch him in whatever costume he's in.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, so like this, I want this. I imagine it because like I'm watching all these Christmas cartoons. And I'm like, this is totally would be. He would be
a
side
character.
It would
look like character. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
He would totally be a side character. Mm-hmm. Like in Frosty, they have like that.
The rabbit.
The rabbit. Mm-hmm. So he would totally be a side character in like a Christmas
where's
movie.
The cheese? Like the main character's doing something. And then you just like.
Side characters mm-hmm. constantly trying to steal everyone's cheese.
Look, he's like looking under a plate. He's like, where's the cheese?
Where's the cheese?
Why is he always looking? We started this because somebody, you made up a story to yourself when you were at work about like your coworker's food getting eaten.
Oh,
and,
that's right.
And then you're like,
I was like, maybe a mouse ate it.
You're like, oh, we got a mouse. And then nobody was listening to you. And you're like, he goes in there and he's like chewing. He's like, where's the cheese? And then no one was listening to me.
I was like, I was trying to make a joke and everyone just started like to stop listening to me. But I kept going with the joke. So I'm like sitting there like talking to myself. I'm just like, where's the cheese?
No one was looking at me. So then from there, now we just make a joke about cheese. Like there's a mouse character who's like just the running joke in a show that's always trying to get the cheese, you know?
Trance.
Also, we have another joke with rats where so I've like lived on my own for a while and like didn't have a lot of extra money and stuff. So I had to wear like thrift mm-hmm. store clothes, which is fine. But Joe was joking that like, you know, I had a lot of holes in my clothes and things. He's like, what do rats make your clothes like Cinderella? And I was like, yeah, like I'm Cinderella. And I said, how shitty are my clothes on a scale of zero to rats make my clothes? Like, are you Cinderella or are you a normal human being? Like,
do you wear clothes made by rats or by
children in Hong
children
Kong?
Children in Hong Kong.
There we go.
Where's
Annyeong.
The cheese?
Where's the cheese?
So, I think that's Christmas.
Christmas time. That's Christmas for you. That's Christmas.
Oh no, I ruined Christmas.
Aww. I ruined Christmas.
Maybe Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Little so kids.
Watch.
All little kids reacting to things on Christmas or about Christmas.
It's pretty much the best thing ever. Kids reacting to Santa.
Kids say the darndest things.
Kids reacting to having their Halloween candy eaten.
Oh my God. That's like my favorite shit ever. Little kids crying when it's not like them
a real injury.
Actually getting hurt mm-hmm. or like, it's so fucking funny. I'll always laugh. I'll always laugh.
Kids freaking out about little
kids
things.
Kids freaking out. My friend had a video of her, like her son, and she like scared him with like a mask or something like that. And he flipped out and I died laughing.
That's
maybe
funny.
That makes me a bad person. I don't know.
Who's the judge?
Who's
not
the judge?
Me. Anyway, hope everyone had a good happy holiday. Happy New Year.
The merriest of Christmases. Mm-hmm. The happiest of holidays.
The happiest of New Year's.
Happy Holiday sauce.
Happy.
Merry Krimbus.
Merry Krimbus.
Whatever.
Happy Hootie and the Blowfish.
Happy Krampus. Mm-hmm. Happy Christmas if you're in England.
Happy Christmas with the Cranks.
We're just going to keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.